Chile is your home, the hottest hits. It's Deanna Marie here and Married at First Sight, groundbreaking experiment. And one of the couples is Bryce Ruthven. He is an announcer from the ACT and he joins us right now. Bryce, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Now, I Googled you and all that came up was just controversy.
Yep.
Are you that controversial or is it all just hype?
Oh, I'm the most placid guy you ever meet. So to have this controversy around me, I'm actually kind of baffled. And look, it's kind of laughable now. Reading all this stuff.
But it says here, you know, that you're super confident, you're an alpha type, you can be seen as being a bit cocky and opinionated and outspoken. How is it that you say that you're placid if you're all of those other things?
Look, I think when you get described as being confident, it's being able to hold yourself in any situation, which I do think I can do, if it's positive or negative, as we've seen on the experiment. And look, some people, I guess, call confidence being cocky. Now, I don't think I'm cocky at all. I'm a very approachable, friendly, warm kind of guy. And there's been certain situations on the show that we've seen that have just, guess, triggered some particular emotions and sometimes bring out the worst in someone. And unfortunately, it's on a camera and on national TV.
Yeah, it must be weird watching it back because it did happen a few months ago now. But what was that moment like? And why did you sign up in the first place to Married at First Sight when you walked down the aisle? Was it a weird moment for you?
So basically, I agreed to go on the show because I was looking to find a partner, like a lot of us went on the show for. And I guess when you go through the process, do a show like Married at First Sight, you learn a lot about yourself. Like, there is a lot of scientific testing that goes into it. It's not just meeting, producing and stuff and having a chat and whatnot. There's actually a lot of personality tests that go into it. And you kind of learn that. And then you think, you know what, if you learn this about yourself, maybe this is the right way to sort of meet someone potentially. And obviously, it's not for everyone to do. I take my hat off and having to pass anyone that has given it a crack, because I've watched it back like you guys probably do at the moment. And you think, it does take a lot of balls to do a show like this, because you're literally putting your life out there for everyone to criticize and whatnot. And I guess it's like a radio show, how you guys do it as well. You put your lives out there every day for your listeners to come on board or criticize anything that you do in your life. And I guess just on a bigger scale, doing a thing like Married at First Sight.
One of the episodes, there was that honesty box, and I absolutely refuse every single time this sort of question is ever asked of me to rate or rank somebody by their looks. Did you ever get to a point where you're like, nah, absolutely not?
So there is something coming up that I did refuse to do, and it didn't go down too well, as you could imagine, from higher up. And you kind of, they bring it back to you saying, you're here to do a TV show, you've got to do it. So look, I can respect that sort of thing, that they have to make a TV show, but that was when I was more switched on to the show itself and what goes into it than having to rank the females most attractive to least attractive, because I think no one should be made to ever do that. I think that was a pretty disgusting task to do, considering we'd only known each other for about a week or two at that stage, and you're trying to build a healthy relationship. I don't think it really promotes a healthy relationship at all. And unfortunately, I just did it, honestly, as I was told to do it by looks, where some others are told about personality and whatnot. But I guess it's like a boss at work. If you're asked to do something, you just do it, don't you?
So with the glass or the water throwing incident that we saw just recently, was that something that was manufactured or was that you really losing your cool?
No, so that was definitely not manufactured at all. That was definitely my response in the night. So
okay,
a bit of backstory to that. I actually planned, and I'd told producers, because I obviously want to get a bit of a heads up what's to come at the dinner party. And I said, oh, look, I wouldn't mind having a chat to Sam and whatnot at the dinner table, because we've heard of these comments that he made towards Coco, saying that because she wears fake tan, she looks like a burns victim. And a few of us groomed all thought, yeah,
okay.
So that was the whole gist of why I was so pissed off at what he said, because people keep saying, oh, popcorn killer black, I'm disrespectful to my wife. And I said, well, just because I was being honest doesn't mean it's being disrespectful, where he made, obviously, comments about her body and her appearance and whatnot. And I said, oh, look, someone's going to have a chat to him, because I called him out at the previous commitment ceremony, sounding like an idiot. I never called him directly a dickhead. I just said, mate, you sound like one. And Sam had also made a comment too that he was going to come and have a go at me for having a crack at him and calling him a dickhead. So I think that was left out and sort of kind of gives a bit more context as to why the argument got so heated so early on. When you hear Chinese whispers, obviously it escalates things to another level. And on a show like Married at First Sight and a dinner party, that's the perfect recipe for drama.
So your wedding, was it everything that you thought you would ever be doing on a wedding day?
Apart from the fact of turning around and just marrying a person and at first sight, I never sort of planned to do it that way. But look, it was a beautiful day. Melissa looked absolutely stunning, as we all saw. And we were very fortunate to have the biggest attendance out of everyone there, because we had family from Sydney and Canberra there at the time. And So it was really nice to sort of spend it with, I guess, a lot of our friends. Both of our parents weren't there because of COVID, unfortunately, which would have been nice to have. But look, I guess if Melissa and I work out on the track and we decide to have a real wedding, they'll be coming to that one, that's for sure. But at the same time, too, it was just, I guess, good to experience it. And obviously, there was no secret that I was close to getting married myself before ending an engagement. And yeah, it was a nice day, and it was just a good way to start the experiment.
What can we expect for the next couple of weeks with you and Melissa's relationship?
I think you'll see going forward that the experiment, now that the intruders have come in, it changes completely to the vibe that we had, where it was a lot of drama constantly. I think you'll notice that the relationship, hopefully, if it comes out this way, just a little disclaimer, that Melissa and I, our relationship definitely grows and we get a lot closer, but the relationships with other people on the experiment, they go south pretty quickly.
Well, we'll watch with bated breath, 9.com.au if you want to watch it, or on Channel 9, of course. Bryce, thanks for taking time out with us, mate.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.